Your Hometown Podcast, brought to you by Licking Knox Goodwill and the WCLT Radio Group.
I'm Wild Wally. Today we're speaking with Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb about an important issue on the ballot coming up May 3rd that could save you money on your energy bills.
In seven of the communities here in Licking County, four cities and three villages, we have an interesting pair of issues on the ballot. This is in Newark and Heath, Johnstown and Pataskala. Those are the four cities, and in three of our villages, Hanover, St. Louisville, and Alexandria. So it's in about two-thirds of Licking County, basically cities and villages. We have aggregation issues, both for natural gas and electricity, and simply stated, aggregation is the way that a community can vote and decide to aggregate or come together as a big group and do group purchasing of energy in the thought of saving money on your energy bills.
Tim, how can you break this down into a simpler way for people to understand?
Think of group purchasing, like wholesale purchasing, like a Costco or Sam's. You always can buy better and get better rates when you purchase as a big group. So the idea behind getting these seven communities together to consider aggregating together is a big purchasing group and then having the leverage to purchase both natural gas and electricity at a discounted or a lesser fuel price.
So if a homeowner votes for this to happen in their community, is it that group that goes out and seeks the better prices?
Their community then would choose to aggregate. And so the seven communities would come together as a big committee, one county aggregating group, and then they would have the ability to go out when the time is right to purchase electric or natural gas, and they put bids out on the market. And if you can beat the current utility price for electric or natural gas by on the open market, then you lock in that price, and the lesser price is reflected in the fuel component of your bill. Essentially, you could save about $100 a year average.
When you got a lot of bills, that's a lot of money.
It's nice. And you know, it depends on the size of your home, how much energy you use. It's more for some, maybe a little less for others. But basically, this is aimed to help people at the residential and the small commercial level. The big customers are not affected by this. They already have their own special deal for purchasing energy.
How could you convince the voter that this is a good idea for them?
It's a win-win situation. We've been to all the councils in those villages and cities. We've talked this through. Basically, you're aggregating as a group, but you only aggregate or make the group purchase if and when you can beat the utility price. If not, you just leave it the way it is, and your utility bill stays the way it is. This is not a tax. It doesn't cost you anything. And by the way, even though we aggregate as a community, if you would choose not to be part of the aggregating group, you can opt out at no charge anytime you want, or opt in if you want, and basically at no charge, join the group. And typically, if you join the group, you're going to eventually save some money on your utility bills.
Let's talk about aggregation quick.
Aggregation is widely publicized. In fact, we already have aggregation or group purchasing in Licking County. Four of our townships in Granville Village already have it, and in fact, 200 communities across Ohio are doing it. So this is nothing new or radical or different. We simply want to try to get a better deal for more people here in Licking County.
How can people get a hold of you?
They can call me direct at the County Commissioner's Office, 740-670-5110, 670-5110. I will personally explain it to you and go into more detail or as much detail as you want.